Lord, we're thankful to be able to meet together again to learn from the Lord himself.
主，我们很高兴我们今天又能聚在一起，从你那里直接学习你的真理。
If Jesus were still here on the earth, fact is, Lord, we would like to go to hear him tonight.
主啊，如果主耶稣今天在地上的话，我们会很愿意今天晚上到他那里去学习的。
But he has given us his word, and he's given us the Holy Spirit. And consequently, we can hear him just as effectively now as we could if we were with him almost 2,000 years ago.
但是主给了我们他的你的话也给了圣灵给我们，所以我们今天来到这里，就像2000年前我们直接的来到主那里去学习一样。
And so, Lord, each of us would humble our hearts before you tonight and pray that you will just teach us what we need to know.
主啊，盼望您让我们每个人今天晚上都谦卑，然后你来教导我们我们需要知道的道理。
And then, Lord, we pray that you will give us grace to live and obey what we learn.
主啊，也求您给我们恩典，让我们能够活出来，让我们顺服我们所学到的真理。
And we ask all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祈求是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Well, thank you, Harold. It's good to be with you all this evening in Vancouver. It's a lovely spring evening. The blossoms, the trees are blossoming, and the daffodils and tulips are out.
很高兴今天晚上又来到这里啊。今天在温哥华呢，现在是一个很美好的春天的傍晚。树上的花呢都开了，然后这个郁金香啊，还有其他的花也都开了。
I don't know what it's like in China, but it's very nice here.
我不知道中国是怎么样的，但是我们这里的景色很美。
I would imagine that in many places in China, it must be very beautiful as well.
我可以想象，我也相信在中国的很多地方现在应该是非常漂亮的。
I'm sorry, I've never been able to visit China. Someday I would like to.
我很遗憾，我从来没有去过中国，我希望有一天我能够去。
But in the meantime, it's lovely to see your faces.
但是同时我今天也很高兴能够看到大家的脸。
And it's lovely to be able to minister the word to many of the saints in China.
而且我也特别高兴能够向中国的很多的圣徒们来讲解神的话。
Now, we've been studying how to study the Bible.
我们一直在学习怎么样来研读圣经。
And Trevor has taught us many things, and I've done a couple of messages on Bible study.
那 Trevor 呢？就这个话题已经讲了好多课了，给我们讲了怎么样研读圣经的一些方法。
And last week we took a very long look at the context, the context of verses of paragraphs of chapters of books and so on.
我们上周呢花了很多的时间来讲这个上下文，包括一节经文的上下文，包括一段经文的上下文，包括一章的上下文，还有甚至一卷书的上下文。
So the context is very important.
这上下文理是非常重要的。
And if at first you don't understand something,try to look at the context.
那如果你碰到一读就读不明白的一个东西呢，你一定要去试图尝试一下去把上下文再通读几遍。
To whom was this portion written?
然后你就问这段话是写给谁的呢？
And what was the background, the historical background of this of a passage?
那你还可以问这一段的这个历史背景是怎样的呢？
And then look at the passage itself. What happened immediately before and what comes after the passage?
然后再看这段话本身，在这段话之前发生了什么事，在这段话之后又发生了什么事。
And as you pray and ask the Lord to open the scriptures to you, he will reveal much if you keep in mind the importance of context.
然后呢你就一边读就一边祷告，神会启示你的，而且他也会提醒你要从这上下文中去理解这段话的意思。
Now tonight we're going to look at one word in the scriptures.
那今天晚上呢我们要在看圣经里面的一个词。
And that word can change its meaning depending on the context.
那这个词的意思呢会随着不同的上下文而有所改变。
Now that word is salvation.
这个词呢就是救恩或者说得救。
It's a very simple word and for us who are believers in the Lord Jesus, it's a very precious word.
那这是一个很简单的一个词，而且对于我们这些已经得救的基督徒来说呢，是非常宝贵的一个词。
Salvation means that we believe in the Savior and we are saved.
那救恩呢，就是说我们相信了救主以后，我们就得救了。
And when we first become Christians, most of us think of only one type of salvation.
当我们刚成为基督徒的时候呢，我们可能觉得救恩就只有一种。
That is the salvation of our souls.
那就是我们灵魂的得救。
So when we read the Bible, we automatically try to fit this meaning into every occurrence of the word.
然后我们就在读经的时候呢，我们每次读到 salvation 这个词呢，我们都想去用这个意思来往里面去套。
But sooner or later, as you read, you find that the word doesn't always fit.
那很快呢早后晚你会发现不是每一个地方都是能够解释为灵魂得救的。
And so tonight we like to look at the word salvation in its various contexts.
所以今天晚上呢我们就把这个 salvation 得救这个词呢放到不同的上下文里来看。
Now it's a very general word in the scriptures.
对这个在圣经里面是一个非常广义的意思很广泛的一个词。
It can mean deliverance.
它可以指这个就是拯救。
That is to be saved out of some situation, to be delivered from some situation.
对就是把你从某一些状况下解救出来。
It can also mean preservation.Where we're kept out from some problems.
那还有的时候呢它可以解释为就是保守就让你不要进到某一个状态里面去。
And of course, it means it's safety.
那当然有的时候它还会指示安全。
And another meaning of the word salvation is wholeness or healthfulness.
那还有的时候呢这个得救这个词呢是指完整健康的意思。
So salvation can mean all of those things.
所以 salvation 得救这个词呢可以是刚才说的这好每一种意思都有可能。
Now, let's turn to Philippians chapter 1 and verse 19.
我们现在翻到以弗所书的一章十九节。
There we find that Paul uses it.In a specific purpose, for a specific meaning. Philippians chapter 1 verse 19.
对说错了是腓立比书的一章十九节。在这里面呢在这节经文里面呢保罗是用在一个特别的场景里面。
And he says, for I know that this will turn out for my deliverance or my salvation, that's the same word, it's translated in my Bible as deliverance, but it's the word salvation, through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
腓立比书的一章十九节，因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救，这个得救就是 salvation 这个词。
Now when Paul was writing this letter to the Philippian church, he was in prison.
那保罗写这一封 写给腓立比教会的书信的时候呢，他那时候还在坐牢。
But he was expecting soon to be released from prison.
但是呢，他期待很快呢，他就可以从牢里被放出来。
So he uses this Greek word soteria. Soteria, S-O-T-E-R-I-A.
所以他在这里面用的这个希腊的这个词呢，原文叫 soteria, 就是 S-O-T-E-R-I-A.
Yes. So he uses the word and it's translated deliverance. He expected to be released or saved from the prison.
所以这里面的这个希腊原文的翻译成我们和合本叫得救，也就是把他从监狱里面释放出来，解救出来。
Also in Acts chapter 27,
我们再看使徒行传的二十七章。
Acts chapter 27, verses 30 and 31, Paul uses the word, oh, go ahead, sorry, I didn't.
三十和三十一节，就是使徒行传的二十七章三十、三十一节。
Paul uses the word when he's aboard a ship in a storm, and they're about to lose their lives in this big storm in the Mediterranean.
那保罗在这两节经里用这个词的这个背景呢，就是保罗和其他很多人一起坐在一条船上，然后他们遇到了很大的风浪，他们几乎都要死了。
And so some of the sailors, they thought that they could get away and save themselves from the ship.
然后其中的船上一些水手呢，认为他们可以自己逃生，自己先走。
But Paul in verse 30 says, and as the sailors were seeking to escape from the ship, when they had let down the skiff into the sea under pretense of putting out anchors from the prow, Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, unless these men stay in the ship, you cannot be saved.
三十和三十一节，水手想要逃出船去，把小船放在海里，假作要从船头抛锚的样子。保罗对百夫长和兵丁说，这些人若不等在船上，你们必不能得救。
So there our word salvation means salvation not of the soul, but salvation from drowning.
所以这里面这个得救呢，不是指灵魂的得救，而是指不被淹死。
And again, in Hebrews chapter 11,
where
Noah and his family.
再看希伯来书的十一章，这里面讲到挪亚和他的一家人。
Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7.
第七节，十一章第七节。
And it says, there by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household.
挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救。
So therefore, the meaning there is to be preserved from the judgment of the flood.
那这里面的得救呢，是让他免于接受这个洪水的审判的意思，保守他的意思。
And then in, again now in verse, or 1 Timothy chapter 4.
我们再看这个提摩太前书的四章第十节。
1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10, we find another use of the word salvation or saved, and it sometimes I've been misunderstood.
那这个四章提前四章十节，这里面也用了救恩这个词，得救这个词，我以前呢其实是误解了。
So in 1 Timothy 4:10 we read, but to this end we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God, who is the savior of all men, especially of those who believe.
我们劳苦努力正是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
Now, as you read that, you could if it was taken out of its context, you could possibly say that God was going to save everyone on earth.
那如果你把这句话呢，这句经文抽离开上下文呢，你可能会认为神，地上的每一个人他都救了。
But that salvation is, the word salvation there means he preserves through his mercy and grace all men.
但这里面的救恩呢，是说他因着他的怜悯啊和他的良善呢，他保守了所有的人。
And that, so that God is merciful to all. He's a good God who gives food in the season to all people.
所以这句话的这个得救的意思是神怜悯所有的人，他把食物给好人也给歹人。
So it's not the salvation of the soul that is seen here in this verse.
所以这句经文里面的这个救啊得救不是指灵魂的得救。
It's the preservation of their lives.
而是呢保留他们的性命的意思。
And so, the verse further goes on to say, and separates the world from the believer, because he says, especially those who believe. He's especially gracious and merciful to those who believe.
然后这句经文呢最后一节他说最后一小段他说更是信徒的救主，这里呢就是把信徒和世人给分开来了，就是他额外的就是祝福或者说对信徒更好。
But so that the word in its context now can mean a wide range of things.
所以一个词啊它在不同的上下文里面它的那个意思可能是有很丰富很广的一个意思的。
And in the Old Testament, the word salvation occurs many, many times, but most of the time, much of the time, it refers to the preservation or the deliverance from some difficulty or from some danger.
那在旧约的经文里面啊这个得救 salvation 这个词呢也用过很多很多次而且大部分情况下呢它是指保守一个人免于一些危害或者是困难或者说把一个人从某些困难或者危险危害当中把他解救出来的意思。
But the use of the word of salvation, the primary use of the word,is to be delivered from sin, to be saved from sin.
但是救恩这个词啊它首要的意思呢是指把人从罪中救出来。
So God, of course, is the Savior.
神当然他是那个救主。
And if you turn to Psalm chapter 68 verse 20, Psalm 68 verse 20,
我们现在翻到诗篇的68篇第20节。
19 and 20. Blessed is the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation.
天天背负，十九节，天天背负我们重担的主，就是拯救我们的神，是应当称颂的。
So there's a sense in which we could interpret the word as he loads us with benefits by his goodness and mercy.
这就是他用他的良善和恩慈啊来背着我们的意思。
He preserves us and delivers us.
然后他保守我们，解救我们。
But then in verse 20, it seems that the context there is salvation of the soul.
然后二十节呢，讲的从上下文来看呢，它应该就是指灵魂的得救了。
Our God is the God of salvation, and to God the Lord belong escapes from death.
神是为我们施行诸般救恩的神，人能脱离死亡是在乎主耶和华。
So that we can see that the word has a wide use, but
所以我们可以看啊，救恩这个词呢有很广泛的这个用途。
But let's just look for a few minutes at God who is the Savior.
但是我们现在呢花一几分钟时间来看一个点，就是神是拯救的人，他是救主。
Salvation has its origin in God the Father.
因为这个救恩呢，它的起源是来自父神的，圣父的。
We read that in John chapter 3 and verse 16.
我们都知道约翰福音的三章十六节。
That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
Now that's a description of salvation that had its origin in God the Father who gave the Son.
所以这句经文就告诉我们，这个救恩呢，是最初是从父那里来的，他把他的儿子赐给了世人。
And this is, of course, salvation of the soul.
但这里的这个得救呢，就是灵魂的得救了。
And for the rest of our time, we're going to explore this topic of salvation of the soul.
那我们剩下的时间呢，就来仔细的查考这个话题，就是灵魂的得救。
So it originates with God the Father.
那首先呢，它起头是从父来的。
And it was salvation is worked out by the Son, and it's found in Him alone.
然后呢，他是靠着圣子耶稣基督做成的，而且也只能在他那里面找到这救恩。
Acts chapter 4 and verse 12.
我们看使徒行传的四章十二节。
Nor is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
使徒行传四章十二节，除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
Now that salvation is not the salvation of our, or deliverance from prison or by, or from drowning. That's the salvation of our souls.
这里的得救呢，就不是指从监狱里被救出来，或者是免于洪水的审判了，而是指我们的灵魂得救。
Because we read that his name will be called Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
我们从圣经里读到天使对吗？天使说他的名要被叫做耶稣，因为他要把他的民从罪中救出来。
So this salvation begins with God the Father. It's worked out by the Son, but it's a the salvation is applied by the Holy Spirit.
所以这个救恩呢是从父那里起头的，然后是靠着圣子呢把它做成的，然后最后呢是靠着圣灵把它实施出来的。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书一章。
And verses 13 and 14.
十三十四节。
In him, that is the Lord Jesus, you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory.
以弗所书一章十三十四节，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
So the Holy Spirit's part in salvation, as we read here, is the sealing of the individual who believes.
所以在这里面告诉我们，圣灵在整个救恩的这个工作当中，他的这个作用呢是给这所有相信的人印上印。
But the Holy Spirit has been at work in the lives of all believers before they believed.
当然在所有的信徒没信主之前呢，这个圣灵就在做工了。
It's the Spirit of God that convicts us of sin.
因为是圣灵让我们知道自己有罪的。
It's the Spirit of God that reveals Jesus as the Savior from sin.
而且也是圣灵把耶稣启示给我们，让我们知道耶稣是那个把我们从罪中救出来的救主。
And it's the Spirit of God that leads us to believe in the Savior.
而且也是圣灵带领我们去相信救主的。
And this is by the Spirit of God that we are born again.
而且也是借着圣灵我们才重生的。
And so the Spirit of God seals then each who believes during in this church age. There's a further work of the Holy Spirit in sealing the believer.
然后信徒得救以后呢，这圣灵进一步的工作呢，就是把所有在恩典时代得救的人里面都印上印。
So this salvation of the soul, it originates with God the Father. It is worked out by the Son on Calvary's cross. And then it's applied in the world by the Holy Spirit.
所以这个救恩呢，它是起源于父神，然后呢，它是靠着这个圣子呢把它完成的，然后最后呢是靠着这个圣灵把它实践出来的。
Now, the word salvation, of course, means that there is a need for deliverance, there is a need for salvation, there's a need for a preservation. It shows a need. The very word expresses the fact that there is a need.
所以得救这个词呢，它这个字义我们就可以读出有一层含义，就是它一定是有一个需要，就是需要从某个东西里面把它救出来，或者保守它或者解救它，一定是有这么一个需要。
Paul had to be delivered. There was a need. He was in prison and he needed to be delivered.
那比如说保罗在监狱的时候呢，他有一个需要，就是要把他从监狱里面救出来。
And all the people that were on board that ship, they were in danger of drowning. They needed to be saved.
那个在跟保罗在一条船上遇到海难的那条船上的人呢，他们呢是面临被淹死的危险的，他们也需要被救出来，否则他们就淹死了。
And again, Noah's family needed the ark in order to be saved.
那同样这个挪亚的一家呢，他需要这个方舟才能够得救，否则就被洪水淹死了。
Now, when it comes to the salvation of the soul, man needs a savior.
所以同样对于这个灵魂的得救而言呢，也是因为人类需要救主。
We read that in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
罗马书的三章二十三节告诉我们，人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Every one of us,has dishonored God. We've brought shame upon his name as our creator.
所以我们每一个人都亏缺了神的荣耀，我们都给神，就是我们的造物主带来了羞辱。
He who made us, gave us everything, we have dishonored him by going our own way as rebels.
他造了我们，又给了我们所需要的一切，但是呢，我们却作为我们却是一个悖逆的人给他带来了羞辱，给他带来了这个荣耀的亏损。
And then when if we're convicted by sin and we think that we need to approve ourselves to God for some reason, we want to get religion.
然后呢，我们就知道自己是有罪的了。那这个时候我们就想改良自己，把自己变得更好一点，那个就开始追求宗教了。
And really, religion is just people trying to make themselves acceptable to God.
那宗教呢，就是人努力想使自己变得被神所接纳。
But all men's efforts are, they all fall short.
但是所有人的努力呢，都不够，都达不到那个标准。
And so we need a savior.
所以我们需要一个救主。
And in Romans chapter 5 and verse 6,
Romans 5:6.
It says, for when we were still without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly.
因为我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
So, as well as falling short in being able to glorify God the way that we were created to be, we are without any strength. We have no ability to please God.
我们讲到的前面讲的第一点呢，就是我们亏缺了神的荣耀，我们没有按照神造我们那个本来的样式能够给神带来荣耀。第二点也是同样，就是我们是软弱的，我们是无力的，我们没有这个能力。
And then we read in verse 12 that we are under condemnation of death.
然后我们再看这个同样一章的十二节，我们是被定罪的，我们是在这个被定了死罪的。
Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world and death through sin, thus death spread to all men because all sin.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
And so we're all under the condemnation of death.
所以我们都是在这个死的这个定罪之下的。
And then in Hebrews chapter 9,
你再看这个
verse 27,
希伯来书的九章二十七节。
As it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后却有审判。
And Ephesians tells us we were dead in sins.
以弗所书也告诉我们，我们是死在罪恶过犯里的。
Under condemnation of death and ready for judgment after death.
而且我们也是被定了死罪的，而且等着我们死了以后呢，要被审判的。
Man needs a savior.
所以人类需要救主。
And there's only one savior.
而且只有一位救主。
There's only, as we read earlier in Romans chapter 4, that there's no other name that's given under heaven whereby we must be saved.
我们刚才也读了《使徒行传》四章的那些经文，天上地下没有赐下别的名，让我们可以靠着得救。
But notice, in all these verses we've been reading, the word salvation or saved comes up.
当我们刚才读的这所有的经文里面，都有一个词，就是得救，或者是 salvation 这个词。
Now, we want to look just very shortly on how does God save?
那接下去我们来简短的看一下，那神到底是怎么救我们的呢？
And that is on the basis of grace alone.
这就是单单靠着恩典。
Titus chapter 2.
提多书的二章。
And verse 11.
十一节。
It says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。
That grace of God, that God, he has spared the rebel in heaven. From heaven, he has not brought judgment into this world to judge the rebellion of man.
这里神的恩典呢，就是指神没有马上去审判这地上这些悖逆他的人。
Now God did that at the flood when he brought a flood upon the whole world. He destroyed the world because the world had rebelled against him, and he saved only 8 people.
那曾经在挪亚当洪水的时候呢，神这样做过一次，他把整个人类都审判了，除了他就救了除了挪亚一家八个人得救以外。
But man has sinned, and the whole world is full of wars and deceit, greed and hatred.
那人因为犯了罪，所以人是因为有罪的，所以这个地上充满了战争，充满了欺骗，充满了仇恨，充满了嫉妒等等。
And when God sent his son into the world, God, in the person of his son, they killed him, they hung him on a tree.
而且神呢，以圣子的这个身份来到这个地上的时候呢，他们把他挂在十字架上杀了。
You would think now then that that would be the last straw, that God would then bring a universal judgment upon all mankind because of the killing of his son.
那这个可能成为最后一根稻草，就是人把这个神给他们的圣子做给杀了。But
if you think that, you don't know the heart of God.
如果你是这么想的话，你觉得神一定接下去一定会审判人的话，那你就不懂神的心呐。Because
the very reason that God sent his son into the world was not to get glory, but to sacrifice himself upon the cross.
因为神差他的儿子来，不是为了要得到荣耀的，而是要在十字架上牺牲他自己的。And
so the grace of God has appeared to all, the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, Titus chapter 2, verse 11.
所以这里说，提多书的二章十一节说，因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。That
God would allow his son, he had a purpose in doing that, in that God would display his marvelous grace.
神之所以许可他的儿子被人杀死，是他有目的，他有他的原因在里面的，因为他要把他的恩典显明出来。
And that grace, he displays that grace through his son in Ephesians chapter 2.
在以弗所书二章里面，这里面提到神是借着他的儿子把这个恩典显明出来。
And verse 8.
八节。
It says it's by grace that you have been saved.
这里面说你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
Yes, sorry, I'll read the whole verse again.
Okay.
It's for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast.
八节九节。 你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。So
when we think about God's grace, it for salvation, it doesn't mean to say that God set aside his righteousness to do so.
所以当我们提到神救我们的这个恩典的时候呢，并不是意味着神就把罪的事情、把审判的事情就放在一边不管他了。God
doesn't just say, well, yes, you're sorry for your sins, but just try to do better now in the future.
神不是说，哦，你现在已经被你的罪感到后悔了，你也努力想要未来做得更好，就算了。
Because what God has done, he did not set aside his righteousness, because his justice, his hatred for sin, was fully satisfied when he poured out judgment on his own son upon the cross.
神并没有把他的公义就放在一边，他对罪的审判呢，是在十字架上完全倾倒在他的儿子的身上。
He bore our sins upon the cross, and he suffered the judgment of God for your sins and mine.
所以他在十字架上把你我的罪都背负在自己的身上，也为了你我的罪承受了神愤怒的审判。
So the price has been paid. God's justice is satisfied in Christ.
所以这个代价是付了的，神公义的这个要求是在耶稣基督的身上得着了满足的。
Well, then the question is, how then can I get that salvation?
那问题就来了，那我怎么样才能得着这救恩呢？
He said, you can't earn it. It's not of works.
这里面说了，你不能自己挣来，这不是出于行为的。
So that means that no matter what I do, I can't earn God's approval.
也就是说，不管你做了什么，怎么做，你都不可能赚得神的怎么说，神的认可。
It's the little word saved through faith.
所以这里有一个很短的一句话，就叫因着信得救。
The salvation of your soul and mine is only available.Through faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你和我的得救啊，只有一条路，就是靠着相信主耶稣基督已经做成的救恩。
It's God's gift to us, he says in that verse.
这句话，这经文里还说，他说这是神所赐的，也就是说这是神的礼物。
And a gift that you have to work for or pay for is no gift at all.
那如果一个礼物呢，是你需要你做工换来的，你或者付钱换来的，那这就不是礼物了。
So the salvation of God is one that is absolutely free, but and available by only believing that what Jesus did upon the cross satisfied God's righteousness and will make you righteous when you believe.
所以神的救恩呢，它真是白白的，是免费的。那只有靠着你相信主耶稣在十字架上为你付上的代价，他公义的代价已经得着了满足，你现在就能得着主耶稣基督的公义了。
So now when you read in the New Testament especially, we sometimes can be confused by this word salvation.
当我们读新约的时候啊，有的时候遇到得救这个词呢，可能会让我们有点糊涂。
Now I'm talking to believers now. For the rest of the evening, we're going to look at this word salvation as it applies to believers.
那我今天晚上剩下的时间呢，我是在对这个已经信主的人说话，就是我们来对信主的人来看这个。Salvation 得救这个词的意思。
See, there are, as we read the scriptures, we find that there are three different aspects or three different tenses of salvation.
当我们读新约经文的时候，我们会发现这个得救这个词啊，它有三个方面，或者说呢，它有三个时态。
The three tenses are past, present, and future.
这三个时态呢，就是过去时、现在时和将来时。
In other words, salvation in scripture, unless you look carefully at the context, can be confusing.
那换句话说呢，如果你不仔细看上下文呢，话呢，这三个时态呢，你读的时候可能会把它搞混的。
Now, just as Paul could look back.And say that he was delivered or saved from prison.
那就像保罗啊，他已经从监狱里出来以后，他在回顾以前的事，他可以说我已经从监狱里被救出来了。
So we can look back to a time, if you have trusted the Lord Jesus, you can look back to a time when your sins were forgiven and you were saved.
对，同样，当你如果你已经是一个得救的人了，你在回顾过去的时候，你会找到那曾经有那么一个时间点，你是从你的罪里被救出来了。
And so you could say to someone, "I was saved last year in July the 16th, perhaps."
举个例子，比如说，你可以跟别人说，我是去年的7月16号得救的。
I was saved over 50 years ago on an island outside of Vancouver.
那我本人呢是在50年前在温哥华旁边的一个小岛上得救的。
I remember the time very well.
我清清楚楚地记着那个具体的时间。
The exact date I can't remember, but I remember the time.
嗯，那这个具体是哪一天？那个日期我记不得了，但是那一天的那个时刻，那个时点我是记得的。
After much conviction of sin, of agony of heart, I finally turned from being a rebel to trusting the finished work of the Lord Jesus. I asked Jesus to come into my life.
嗯，那我经过啊圣灵啊多次的告诉我是一个罪人，然后我也承受了我心灵的很多的痛苦以后呢，最终我决定从这个悖逆的这个人状态里面转回来，我决定在那一刻相信耶稣基督做我的救主了。
Now at the time, the only feeling I had was that I knew I had done what I needed to do.
但就在那一刻啊，我唯一的感觉就是我知道我做了我需要做的事情。
But other people began to see a change in me.
但是其他的人呢，就开始从我的身上发现了改变。
And so I could look back at that time when I was saved.
所以我可以从现在我回顾过去的那个时点，我得救的那个时点。
And so if you have your Bible still open, Ephesians chapter 2, we find that this is in the past tense.
如果大家还我们可以把圣经还翻到以弗所书的二章啊，我们看这里面有些地方的这个得救呢，就是在是讲过去时的得救了。
Yes, verse 8 of Ephesians 2.
二章的八节。
He says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith."
你们得救是本乎恩。这个我们中文里面显现不出来，但是英文它有这个动词有时态，就是已经得救了。
That means in the past, that happened once for all time.
所以这个是意味着是在过去发生的一个事，而且是一次性的就解决了。
It's the past perfect. It's done. It happened in the past. It's finished.
所以它是一个过去完成时，就是已经结束了，已经做完了。
It's final.
是，而且是最终的结局了，结束了。
And it was at that time that I was saved from the penalty of sin.
也就是说，我从罪的刑罚下被救出来了。
I was no longer under condemnation or judgment.
我再也不再定罪，不会再被定罪了，也不会再被审判。
And I was fully justified then before the Lord. Now, I didn't understand that at the beginning, but as I know it now, I was justified before God.
也就是说我在神的面前是完全被称义了，虽然刚开始信主时我不明白，但是现在我知道了，我是完全被称义了。
That salvation was complete and perfect.
对，这个救恩呢已经做好了，而且是完美的。
And God imputed to me his righteousness simply by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是因着我简单的相信主耶稣基督，神就把的公义赐给了我。
And I've been enjoying his righteousness for over 50 years.
然后我就在过去的50年里一直都享受他的公义。
So therefore, salvation, can mean the moment you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
所以呢，得救这个词呢，可能就是可以是指你就信靠主作为你救主的那一刻，过去的一个时点发生的事。
But then it goes on, and we, in Titus chapter 3, verse 5, for example.
再举个例子啊，有另外一个时态，就是提多书的三章。
Titus chapter 3, and verse 5, again, this is...
三章五节。
And verse 5, we read... Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
提多书三章五节，他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
So another aspect of that salvation, which happened the moment we believed, was that we were washed by the Holy Spirit. We were cleansed, as it were, from our sin.
所以这些经文告诉我们，当我们信靠耶稣基督的那一刻，我们就是受了重生的喜了，也是受了圣灵的更新了。
So that's another scripture that you read it that happened once for all at the beginning. That salvation, initial salvation, we might call it.
所以这刚才举的这两节经文的例子呢，都是指最初得救的时候，就是过去已经发生过的一件事。
And again, another scripture that refers to the past aspect of salvation is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 and 9.
所以呢，第一个得救时态的这个经文呢，还有一个例子呢，就是提摩太后书的一章八节和到九节，这都是指得救的过去时。
So you want to pay special attention to the tenses, the timing of this, to understand what salvation is talking about.
所以我们在新约里面读到得救的经文的时候呢，要特别的关注这个时态的问题，你才能明白它到底是指的是哪一个时态下的得救。
Now I've given you the wrong book. It's 2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书的一章。
Verses 8 and 9.
八节到九节。
Verse 9, we'll read just 9.
就读第九节。
The power of God, it says from the previous verse, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began.
神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
So therefore, if you look at the context carefully, again, Paul is talking about, he's given us a salvation, who saved us, that's in the past.
所以我们仔细看上下文的时候，你就会明白，在这第九节里面，保罗说神救了我们，这个救了我们是在过去的一个时点发生的事。
But other times when we read the scriptures, we find that it doesn't always seem to fit in the past about salvation, the word salvation.
但是当我们读到其他的经文当中有得救这个词的时候呢，我们觉得好像用过去就是得救的过去这个时的这个意思呢，好像不是那么贴切。
Sometimes the word salvation might refer to the present time.
那有的时候经文里面讲到得救 salvation 这个词呢，是用的是现在时。
And that we're being saved at this present moment.
也就是说我们此时此刻正在被得救。
And so how does this fit into our understanding of salvation?
那这个又怎么理解呢？这是哪样一种得救呢？
Well, we're being saved moment by moment, day by day. We are being saved by the grace of God.
也就是说我们每天每天每时每刻都因着神的恩典正在被得救。
So in the past we were saved from the penalty of sin, but today we as believers are being saved from the very power of sin and of the world.
那过去呢我们是从罪的刑罚下被救出来了。那现在呢就是正在发生的事情是我们是从这个罪的权势下被救出来。
And so let's look at a few verses that talk about salvation in the present time.
那接下去我们来查考几节经文呢，都是指现在时态的得救。
Romans chapter 5 and verse 10.
罗马书的五章十节。
Verse 10, for when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, that's in the past. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，却借着神儿子的死得与神和好。那这一句话呢，是讲过去已经发生的事。那下一句话，既已和好，就更要因他的救得生了，因他的生得救了，这是指现在发生的事。
Well, sometimes people take that phrase out of its context.
有的时候呢，有的人会把这句经文呢脱离上下文给抽出来看。
They ignore the first part of the verse and make much of what's the second part.
而且他们有意忽视这节经文的前半段，着重强调了后半段。
Our salvation, our reconciliation with God happened through the death of Christ.
我们的得救，我们与神和好，是借着神儿子的死才实现的。
And we were reconciled, that's the past. But now we are being saved by his life.
我们已经得与神和好了，这是过去的事情。但是现在呢，我们是因着他的生正在得救。
That is the life in the Spirit of God, as Christ was raised from the dead, even so when we believed we were born again and we received his resurrection life.
所以正如圣灵是使耶稣从死里复活的一样，那这样圣灵呢，现在也给了我们这样重生的力量。
We have living within us the living Christ.
所以有活着的基督啊，是现在每时每刻就住在我们里面的。
And that life that he lives for us, he is saving us.Day by day, moment by moment.
那他为我们活的这个生命，就是这里面说的他，因他的生啊，这个是时时刻刻正在发生的事情。
It's that new life that gives new power to overcome sin and temptation.
也就是说，他给了我们这样新的生命、新的能力，让我们能够战胜试探。
His death erased the sin of the past.But his life gives us new life in the future and the present.
所以他的死呢，是已经成就了我们与神的和好，使我们从死里复活了。那他的生呢，是现在以及未来，使我们每天都能够为主而活。
But there's more.
但还有更多的。
In Hebrews chapter 7.And verse 25.
希伯来书的七章的二十五节。
We read about he is alive at God's right hand as our great high priest.
在这里我们读到主耶稣现在坐在父神的右边，做我们的大祭司。
And in verse 24, we read about the Lord Jesus. It says,But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, he's able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
24和25两节，这位既是永远长存的，他祭司的职任就长久不更换。凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
He's comparing the old priesthood of Aaron, where the priest would die and they would need another priest, and they each generation would have different priests. But we have a priest who cannot die.
所以我们跟旧约的这个亚伦的祭司制度相比啊，旧约的时候是亚伦死了以后就会有新的祭司上来，就是一个时代有一个时代的祭司，但是我们的这个大祭司是永远不会死的，他就一直做祭司。
And as the priest of old would intercede for the people, we have now this priest on high, our Lord Jesus Christ.Whoever lives, and he makes intercession for us.
那旧约的大祭司呢，也是在神的面前为百姓代求的。我们现在在天上的这位 大祭司呢也是无时无刻不在为属他的人祈求的。
Therefore, he's able to save completely to the uttermost.
所以就因为这个原因，所以他可以完全的拯救，可以拯救到底。
And so that's a salvation. He is saving us even this very day. You have been the subject of the prayers of our great high priest. Yes, you and me.
所以这里面的拯救到底就是指现在此时此刻正在发生的。是的，他能够救你，而且他 此时此刻就在为你祈求，就在救你和我。
He bears us on his heart.
所以他把我们放在他的心里。
Just as the great high priest, just as the high priest Aaron had a breastplate with the stones, written on the stones were the names of the people of God, and he would go into the holy place there in the presence of God, bearing on his heart the names of his people.
所以主把我们放在心里啊，他这个就像什么呢？就像旧约的时候，这个大祭司像亚伦，他穿的这个以弗德的胸前呢有胸牌，那个胸牌上有12块宝石，每个宝石上面刻着一个支派的名字。所以当大祭司穿着这样的以弗德进到神的圣殿里的去的时候呢，其实他就是把12支派的名字都带在他的胸前带进去了。主耶稣基督也是这样把我们放在他的心里的。
And so just as in the past he saved us from the penalty of sin, even in the present time now he's saving us day by day from the very power of sin.
所以在过去呢，我们在得救的过去时，我们是从罪的刑罚下被救出来的。那现在正在进行的这个得救呢，是把我们从罪的权势下救出来。
And this is the same as sanctification.
对，现在使得这个得救呢就是成圣了，是一个意思。
That is practical sanctification, where God is setting us apart day by day, moment by moment, he's setting us apart to himself.
也就是说从时间意义上的成圣，就是每天每时每刻神都把我们分别为圣归给他。
So, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 for another example.
同样是这个现在时的这个得救，我们再举一个例子，是哥林多前书的1:18。
And this is an example of the salvation that, or sanctification that is taking place in a believer's heart.
那这个讲的这个得救呢，也是在信主的人的心里发生的成圣的这个事情。
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it's the power of God.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。这个得救是现在进行时。
Now you could be confused if you didn't understand that he's talking about the present salvation, which is our sanctification.
那如果你没有注意到这个时态呢，你可能会糊涂的，你不知道他这里面讲的得救呢，是现在进行的得救，就是成圣的意思。
In the Old Testament, the saints of the Old Testament could not look back to a time when they were sealed by the Holy Spirit, that they were saved eternally.
在旧约的时候，旧约的信徒他们是不能去回追溯过去的一个时点，他们被圣灵印上印，永远得救的那一刻的。
David could pray after he sinned and came close to losing his salvation. He said, Lord, restore unto me the joy of your salvation. He was in danger. He prayed that he would not lose his salvation.
那比如说大卫吧，当他犯罪的时候，他都几乎到了失去救恩的这个 边缘了，所以他跟神祷告说，主啊，求你让我不要失去救恩之乐啊，求你让我重新得着这个救恩之乐。
But in this day that we live in, we look back to a moment when the finished work of Christ sealed us with the Holy Spirit and we are eternally saved.
但是对于我们新约的基督徒呢，我们的过去是有这么一个时点，我们可以记起来的，有这样的一个时点，我们是被圣灵印上印的，我们是永远得救了。
The Old Testament saint, they looked forward in anticipation of a future salvation.
那旧约 的信徒呢，他们是往前期盼的，他是等待将来要发生的救恩的。
We look back to a completed salvation.
但是我们是往回看，看见的是一个做完了的救恩。
So the Old Testament saint, he was saved through his faith the same as us, but it was in anticipation of a future savior that would come. And they lived day by day looking to God to save them moment by moment.And then, in finally, that they would obtain his salvation and go to heaven.
所以旧约的信徒呢，他们是当然他们跟我们一样，也是因着信得救的。但是他们呢，是在期盼一个将来要来的救主。所以他们每时每刻都祈求神保守他们，直到他们最终得着那个救恩。
But here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18.Paul is talking about the message of the cross. It's foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it's the power of God.
那十八节这里面保罗谈论的是十字架的道理。他说这十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人是 being saved, 是正在得救的人，却为神的大能。
See, it's the cross where the...All our sin, the penalty.
Eric, you are muted.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It was at the cross where we were released from our sins, we were saved, and now it's by the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ that we're freed from sin, that we can live unto God.
所以是在十字架上，我们是从最终被释放出来的，然后我们是靠着这个主的十字架，我们能够已经从最终得救了，然后可以为主而活。
Another one more example of the present.Being saved from the power of sin in the present is in Philippians chapter 2.
那另外一个呢，就是成圣的这个得救啊，就是从罪的权势下被救出来的一个例子呢，就是腓立比书的二章。
And verse 12 and 13.
二章的十二和十三节。
Therefore, my beloved,As you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure.
十二十三节，这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不单我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Here Paul gives us another thought, is the fact that that salvation is the will of God. Our sanctification is the will of God, And we are to allow it to work out through our lives.
那保罗这里讲的意思呢，这里的这个得救啊，是成圣的意思。他说这个你们的这个成圣啊，是神的旨意，是神在做的。你们要做的就是许可神在你们的生命里面做工。
Now some people have taken this verse and said, you've got to work for your salvation.
那有些人呢，把这句经文错误的理解为，你们是要靠你的行为去做工去赚得才能得着救恩的。
Now it doesn't say to work for your salvation. That salvation is already there. Let work it out now. This is in the present, not in the past.
那这里面的这个动词的时态呢，是现在时，不是过去时，不是你自己做工得着救恩，而是现在让这个救恩呢从你里面反映出来，活出来的意思。
He said, because he says it's God who is working in us.
所以因为他这里面说是因为神在你们心里运行，是神在做工。
And so there's past salvation in the past. There was a moment when we trusted Christ. Now, day by day, he is saving us, delivering us from the power of sin.
所以我们现在已经讲了两种得救了。第一个呢是过去这个从罪的刑罚中被救出来，然后呢是现在每天每天每时每刻从罪的权势下被救出来。
But in the scriptures, we'll find that there's a third aspect of salvation, and that is the future.
那我们在经文里面还会发现还有第三个得救的方面就是在将来发生的得救。
There's a salvation yet to come.
就是还没有发生的这个得救的这个层面。
That's when our bodies will be redeemed and glorified.
那这个将来的得救呢，就是我们的身体被赎，得着一个荣耀的身体，这个得救。
And we'll be saved from the very presence of sin.
我们是会从这个罪的这个同在当中被救出来。
That's called in scripture glorification.
这个在圣经里面管它叫得荣耀的得救。
So let's look at some examples of this. Romans chapter 13, verse 11.
我们在这个未来的这个得救这个层面也看几个经文的例子啊。先看罗马书的13章11节。
Here, Paul is writing to the Romans and he's urging them to wake up.
在这里面保罗是在催促这些罗马的这个信徒让他们醒过来。
He's, because it's near the end time. And he says our salvation, that is our glorification, the coming of Christ is near.
因为他说这个日子近了，他这个日子呢就是指我们得荣耀的日子，就是主再来的这个日子近了。
So verse 11, we then do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awaken out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed.
再者你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救现今比初信的时候更近了。
That's the time when we will be saved out of the very presence of sin.
那这种得救呢就是我们从罪的同在中被救出来。
He's anticipating the coming of the Lord. He says it's time, wake up. Because it's nearer, our salvation is nearer, that final salvation is nearer than when we first believed.
所以这里面保罗是在期待那个将来主再来的那一天，就是我们得荣耀的那一天，是我们最终得救的这个日子。
Of course, that when they first believed, that's when they were saved in the past. That refers to the past tense. But here, this verse speaks to us of the future salvation.
当然他这里面讲的初信的时候就是这个初次得救的时候，就是过去发生的事情，但是现在这个讲要他等待的这个得救是将来要发生的事。
This is the event that every believer is anticipating, longing for.
所以这件事是我们每一个信徒都在期盼都在等待的。
It'll be the time when we will be released from all pain and suffering. And hardship.
那个时刻呢就是让我们能从所有的困苦痛苦伤心当中被解救出来的那一刻。
We'll be saved from all the toil and the disappointments and discouragements of this earthly existence.
也是从我们这个地上的所有的劳苦，所有的沮丧，所有的这个灰心当中被救出来。
Now let's look at another example of this salvation referenced in the future.
我们再看一个经文的例子，讲到这个将来的得救。
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖在罗尼迦前书的五章。
And verse
9. 九节，帖前的五章九节。
Here Paul is referring to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ at the rapture, which he mentions or he writes about in chapter 4.
那这里面在四章里面，帖前的四章里面，保罗在讲到了就是这个被提教会的被提。
But the Thessalonians were a little confused.
因为关于这个话题呢，帖撒罗尼迦教会的人有一点困惑。
And they thought that because of their troubles that they were going through, that the time that the prophets, the Old Testament prophets had spoken about, the time of the tribulation, that they thought that they were going into the tribulation.
那因为他们当时呢正在经历一些的患难呢，所以他们觉得他们正在经历的就是在旧约里面先知所预言的那个大灾难。
But the tribulation period,The tribulation time is the time when the wrath of God is poured out.
但是大灾难的时候是什么时候呢？是神的愤怒倾倒在这地上的时候。
And so he writes there in verse 9, God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以第九节里面他说，因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救。
See the wrath, that the purpose of God for the church is not for them to go through the wrath of God, but to obtain that final salvation when he will take us to be with himself and glorified in his presence.
所以神在教会身上的旨意呢，不是要让教会经历他的这个愤怒，而是要让教会呢得着那个最终的那个荣耀进到他的这个荣耀当中去。
So that there he's what Paul is writing about, he's anticipating the coming of the Lord Jesus. That salvation, when Jesus comes from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, that will be the Christian's final salvation.
那保罗这里面讲到这个救恩的时候呢，他其实是在期待主再来为教会再来的时候会有主的呼唤声，会有天使长的声音，还有号角的声音，这个是我们所期盼的荣耀，将来得荣耀的得救。
One more example found in Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5.
那再有多一个例子，就是彼得前书的一章五节。也是未来的得救啊。
Well, let's read from verse 3 because that gives us a full connection.
我们从第三节开始读，这样我们可以看有一个连贯的连接。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
三节到五节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
And so that salvation is that future salvation, when we will be deliveredout of all this world, and brought to that inheritance that we have in heaven. We'll be saved and brought into safety, eternal safety.
这里面的救恩呢讲的就是这未来的救恩呢，就是我们要脱离开这地上啊，进到那个在天上为我们存留的这个永恒的产业里面去，我们会永远进到那个安全的地方。
So salvation then is you have to look at the context and the phrases surrounding the verse in order to get an understanding whether it's past,present or future salvation.
所以要正确理解得救这个词啊，你需要看上下文以及它就是前后的这些用词前后的这些经节，你才能知道它到底是指过去的得救，现在的得救，还是将来的得救。
So in the past, we were saved from the penalty of sin.
在过去的得救里面呢，我们是过去时代的得救里面呢，我们是从罪的刑罚下被救出来的。
That answers to justification. We are justified by God and before God.
那这个就是称义，就是我们是被神称义的，也是在神面前被称义了。
That happens once for all time.
那这个是一次性，一次过就发生，做完了的事情。
But in the present, we are being saved from the power of sin and from the power of the world.
那在这个现在时态的得救呢，我们是从这个世界的权势，是从这罪的权势里正在被得救的。
That's continual. It's ongoing day by day.
这是一个持续的进行的过程，是每天每天都在往前进行的过程。
We have our great high priest. He ever lives to make intercession for us.
而且我们有一个永远活着的大祭司，他在为我们祈求，在天上为我们祈求。
And that answers to sanctification, where we are being made to conform more and more every day to the person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个呢就是成圣的过程，就是我们每天每天都被主塑造成更像被神塑造成更像我们的主耶稣基督的样式，这个过程。
And then there's the future aspect, which is yet to come.
那最后呢就是这个为将来时态的这个救恩，这就是还没有，现在还没有发生，将来要发生的事情。
We're going to beThat we will be saved from the very presence of sin out of this evil world.
那就是我们会被从罪的同在中，从这个邪恶的世界里面被救出去的过程。
And where the past will be forgotten and our bodies redeemed and glorified.
我们会忘记我们的过去，我们的身体会被赎，而且得着了荣耀。
That's the time that we are.Looking so much forward to.
那个时刻呢是我们特别特别盼望的一个时刻。
But there are sometimes, if you might have difficulty in fitting a verse into one of these categories.
但有的时候呢你看到一些经文呢，你发现你把它放在哪一类的这个得救里呢，都好像不太说得通。
And sometimes the scriptures refer to all three at once.
有的时候呢，一句经文可能同时有三种得救的含义在里面。
For example, let's look at Matthew chapter 1, verse 21.
我们看举个例子马太福音的一章二十一节。
And of course, Jesus the Savior, it says in verse 21,That she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
马太一章二十一节，他说，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
And so that is he's the Savior, and he's going to save us from past sins, present sins, as our great high priest. He died for our past sins. He lives.To save us from our present sins, and someday soon he's going to come and claim us and for our future salvation to be with him forever.
所以这里面呢说主耶稣是救主，所以呢他既是 为我们死的让我们得到过去的这个得救的那个救主，也是他现在为我们而活，现在正在每天救我们的这个救主，他是天上的大祭司，然后他也是将来很快他就要再回来的救主，他把会让我们从那个将来的那个得救下得着荣耀身体的那个救主。
And just one last verse, and that is found again in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
那还有一句经文，就以弗所书的一章十三节。
We mentioned this verse earlier as the part of the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们前面读过这句经文，当时讲的角度呢是从这个圣灵的工作的角度讲的。
It says in him,You also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
十三节，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
And so the sealing of the Holy Spirit means that we are sealed for future glory.
那受了圣灵的印记呢，表明我们是被圣灵盖上印的，等着将来的那个得荣耀的那个时刻的。
So that word salvation there could be applied to past, present, and future salvation.
所以这里面的这个得救的福音，这个得救这个词啊，可以指过去，也可以指现在，也可以指将来，三种得救它都可以包含。
May the Lord help us to.As we study the Word of God, to remember the context. And as we part tonight, what praise God that we have a salvation, a wonderful salvation in the past. We have a wonderful salvation in the present. And we have a glorious salvation in the future.
所以求主帮助我们啊，当我们以后研读圣经的时候提醒我们要记得去看上下文来得到正确的解释。那我们今天学的这个得救的这个这一课的内容呢，也让我们真的非常的感恩啊，感恩神给我们如此美好的救恩。我们有一个美好的过去的得救，也有一个美好的现在正在得救的过程，还有一个将来我们在等候的那个未来的得救。
Now, Mr. Summers, I determined I would give you more time tonight, and I failed again. So, would you please then give us a final word and close us in prayer?
Eric 长老说他本来想给 Harold 长老留更多的时间，让他也跟我们分享，但是结果时间又没有控制好，又到了时间了。现在就请Harold 给我们最后再讲两句。
Did you did you translate my confession?
Yes.
Okay, well, the fact is I don't need a lot of time.
Harold 老师说，就事实是我并不需要太多的时间。
But if you're like me, you get somewhat overwhelmed with all these details. And they're wonderful, but sometimes I just don't get them all fitting together.
我的问题就是，如果你也像我一样的我就听到这么多的细节的时候，我可能就有点懵了，我就不能把它全部都记到脑子里，把它消化掉。
So the question is, which of these salvations that we've heard about do we get?
那问题就是，我们到底得着的是哪种救恩呢？
And the wonderful thing is we get them all.
那最美好的一件事就是我们全部都得着了，每种救恩都得着了。
And if you can analyze it, that's wonderful.
所以大家分析以后就知道这真是太好了。
If you don't analyze it, you just sit back and relax and say hallelujah.
就如果你听懂了，你能够理解呢，你会觉得非常美好。那如果你没怎么听懂呢，也没关系，你会说我还是要赞美主。
So the Old Testament prophet uses words like this. He talks about so great salvation.
那旧约的先知啊，他们提到救恩的时候都是说如此伟大的救恩呢。
And that's what you and I got. And frankly, I think we're going to be learning about how great our salvation is from now on until we get into and through eternity. We're going to say, I didn't realize it was this good.
所以我们现在得着的就是这个旧约先知说的这个如此伟大的这个救恩呢、啊。而且我们从现在开始一直到永恒啊，都会在不断的明白更多关于这个救恩的伟大。
And so we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and we get His so great salvation, and we enjoy it forever.
所以我们信靠耶稣基督了以后，就得着了这个伟大的救恩，而且我们永永远远都享受这个救恩，以此为乐。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for your great salvation.
主，我们要为你的给我们的伟大的救恩感谢你。
We don't deserve it.
我们本不配得。
We don't deserve any aspect of it.
我们不配得任何一个时态的救恩。
But our great God loves us so much that he gave us all his salvation.
但是我们的神如此爱我们，他把这所有各种层面的各种角度的救恩都给了我们。
And tonight with hearts rejoicing, we simply say thank you, Lord Jesus.For loving me enough to bring me into this so great salvation.
主啊，今天晚上我就带着那喜乐的心说，主啊，感谢你如此的爱我，以至于把我带到这么伟大的救恩里面。
But we know, Lord, that your salvation is ours only if we repent and turn to the Lord in faith and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
但是主啊，我们也知道，只有当我们悔改，当我们转向神，接受耶稣做我的救主的时候，我才能使这救恩真的成了我自己的。
And so, Lord, our prayer is that each one listening to us tonight will say, "Yes, Lord, that's what I want. I choose Jesus to be my Savior."
主，我们盼望今天晚上来听的所有的人，每一个人都说，是的，这就是我想要的，我要接受耶稣做我的救主。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Amen.